It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Oh, good day. Good morning. Well, it depends on where you're at. Yeah, here we go again, right? Good day. We'll just say good day. Happy Monday to you. It is the 10th of November already. We're rolling through the month. And along the Colorado River, should be 87-ish today. The other day it said there was going to be rain on Saturday, but now today I looked and it said the rain went away. So clouds, you know, shift. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. Of course, you're listening to us right now. And, of course, you're always welcome to call in if you want to. We have our own phone number, 234. We have our own area code, 343-1065. But if you like to text, you can text anonymously. We're not going to track your number down. It's 928-727-5566. That's the same number you text for Common Ground and Speak Out. And by the way, Speak Out tomorrow is going to take the day off because it's Veterans Day. So Paul will be back on Wednesday. And in our studio today, I'm very fortunate, we have the mayor of Bullhead City, Mr. Rodney Head. How are you, Rod?
I am excellent. Yeah, and you solved my problem. I don't have to say good morning and good afternoon.
We'll just say good day. Yeah.
I was thinking, okay, I'm going to have to say good afternoon, except in Laughlin, good morning.
Right.
But good day works.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. So you've been our mayor for 6 months, 8 months?
No, not quite that long. About three.
Three months. You're sitting there on council one day. It was funny because at the time, like, I had booked Dan Alfonso on the show, but it was that Friday after the Thursday when he became mayor. And I said, when I booked him, he was the vice mayor. Now he's the mayor. And then, of course, then you guys voted and you appointed Pam to the board. Are we rolling good as a city council now?
Man, I believe so. I have to tell you, as the mayor and someone that, you know, kind of uniquely situated to see how things are done in the city and what's going on, we're blessed with people that are dedicated. They put forth the effort. Every council member we have, whether the newest one or the most tenured one, puts in the work, looks at all of the things that matter to the community, and a pretty diverse group of people in that they all see things from, you know, maybe a little different perspective.
Right.
And I mean, I think we're in good hands. I really do, you know, not to toot my own horn, but
right.
I really believe we're in good hands with the council and with the staff.
Well, we're very fortunate when you walked in as mayor. And because you'd been the chief of police, you'd been a police officer for how many years?
No, bumping up on 40.
The rookie. And then there was a time before Toby got here, you were acting city manager for 6 months.
Yeah, 6-8 months, yeah.
Yeah. So when you became mayor, it's not like you didn't know what was going on.
Well, and that's kind of, you know, my review of the whole thing is I've seen it from both sides. Having served a couple of years on council before this appointment, I had a chance to do the legislative side of it instead of the operations. And, you know, I spent 29 years working for the city in the operations department, including that little stint as interim city manager.
And so you kind of know everything about the city.
Well, let's not get way out over our skis. Yeah. But I know in generalities, you know, I'm pretty well versed in what goes on in the city.
As we go into the last couple months or month and a half of the year, what's the big thing on the mayor's plate?
Well, you know, I have to be honest with you, and you see it all the time, is, I mean, it's appointment after appointment after appointment.
Right.
You know, people are having their conferences and their parties and those things. And if I get invited, if I'm available, I'm going to go, simply because, first, the invite, I think, is not just me, but it's the mayor's position, and I should represent it as well as I possibly can. But also, gives me an opportunity to interact with folks, you know, whether it's the Rotary Club or, you know, the Realtors Association, the Colorado River Republican Women's Club, any of those folks, the Kiwanis. I mean, I want to be available to them.
Sure.
You know, a lot of times we as people get kind of internalized in how we look at things and see things. But if you go talk to people, some folks have great ideas. They just are looking for someone to ask them if they have ideas.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I remember a year and a half ago, I didn't see it, but I remember Toby clearly saying that they went to the wristbands for the people who watched the videos for the water safety on the Colorado River. And that came from somebody in the public during call to the public.
Yep.
They said, why don't you put a wristband on those people so that your officers that are on patrol can see right away that person saw the video.
Yes.
And Toby was like, well, what a great idea.
Well, exactly. You know, there are a lot of great ideas that come from people in this community. And I mean, I think we're in a town, in a community, a city that people are willing to come forward because they know their idea will at least get a review.
Sure.
You know, a lot of places you hear people saying, well, it doesn't matter what I say, nobody's going to listen anyhow. I mean, and obviously you're going to hear that here from the people that are angry or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, all you have to do is tell us. I mean, we may not agree with you.
Right.
But you at least can have an audience.
Well, and at every city council meeting, usually Eddie and Travis are in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always welcome to talk with one of the two of them, the assistant city managers.
Sure, exactly.
And maybe they're only going to take your number and say, I got to get back in there, but can I call you tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they're going to listen to you and say, can I get some more information on this and get back with you? But you're going to get a response. I think if a person wanted to, 2 minutes before a council meeting, they could walk up there and point to you and move their hands in a talking manner and motion like, can I talk to you after the meeting? And you're going to sit there
absolutely.
And say yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There, you know, very rare occasions do I have to get up and go.
We're not, you know? We don't run a council in secret.
Right, exactly.
We don't run a city in secret.
Well, no. I think from having been in government, both sides of government, that we've got a pretty open community here.
We do.
I mean, if you ask the question, you will get an answer. You may not like it, but you're still going to get the audience. You're still going to get a chance to speak your piece.
Do we have a date yet when they're going to open the Circle K in Old Bullhead?
No, I have not heard a date yet. I see that they're moving along, but you know, that's a big.
Are they
going to
get a right-hand turn lane?
That is all in the engineering, and I'll have to be honest, we haven't seen the latest plans.
Okay.
But it would only make sense.
I think so.
Yeah, it would only make sense.
Yeah.
Interestingly, I'm more interested to see what they do with the old Circle K across
the street.
I know, really,
huh?
I mean, that was the original, you know, the original when I first came here, and I'm not sure that they know right away what they're going to do, whether they're going to just, you know, exit the building and maybe rent it to someone, sell the property or whatever. But I am sure that there will be something good happening from it.
Yeah. The right-hand turn lane in front of Safeway, that's going to be the biggie.
It is.
And I know that there was an enormous amount of engineering for that one, more so than like Mojave High School.
Sure. I mean, just looking at it purely from a standpoint of the drainage issues and the culverts and those things. It's a big deal. And, you know, staff is working diligently with the engineers, you know, and the folks that would, you know, that would tell us, okay, this, you know, this is appropriate, this isn't appropriate, those kind of things. Yeah, it is a big deal. And I'm very happy to see it, you know, to see it working its way toward being a shovel in the ground project. What I hope is that people will start using that signal light, because they're not going to be able to just turn left out of that parking lot across a right turn lane. There's some improvements that'll be going in at there at that intersection, Plata, between the Safeway Plaza and that. My understanding is that the intent is to put two left-hand turn lanes out of there onto the highway, much like on the parkway.
Like what, like, kind of like what we have at Target. There's two lanes.
Correct. I think the best place to where you could just see it, obviously, is there at Hancock Road.
Oh, yeah, there's two there.
There's two there. But that will shorten up that line that's waiting to get onto the highway, which will obviously help people being able to get out of the shopping center. But, you know, I've said this for 30 years. If I see a signal light that I can get to,
I'm using it.
Yeah,
me too.
Those left-hand turns onto a highway, there's just a conflict point you don't need if it's uncontrolled.
Do we know when we're going to start that right-hand turn lane?
In front of Safeway?
Yeah.
I do not know the construction start date.
Okay.
I know it's going to be irritating, and I say to all your listeners, please bear with us. We are trying to make an improvement that should help everyone. The people that I talk to that live in the neighborhoods where the turn lanes have already been installed,
they love you.
Are very happy.
Yeah.
They're very happy. And I don't know if you're familiar with the progression of all of this, but the funding to do that came from ADOT.
Correct.
And it was really at the insistence of the mayor, Steve D'Amico, Toby, city staff, but also our state legislators. And, you know, again, kudos out to Hildy, to John, to Leo, to those people that know what being a rural community really looks like and understands that we put as much in as we take out, and for them to champion that case, getting us that $8 million for these turn lanes, I mean, I know you follow the council meeting, but a lot of people don't understand that $8 million goes about twice as far in the city's hands as it does in the state's, just simply because of their procurement codes and their contracts and all of those things. So where we're, you know, looking at you know, multiple right turn lanes, if the state had just come and done that, I would be estimating maybe four of them, and no way we'd do Safeway.
Right. Because of the money.
Exactly. Yeah. Just simply because of the money.
And Exceptional Hospital's getting a right-hand turn lane?
That's all part of that project there. The City Center project, which is going to go behind them, and really that entire Riverview to Marina Lakeside to the highway project, there will be a right turn lane, and that will not be a city expense. That's developer expense, because it benefits their project.
Right. So if it comes before Safeway, don't feel the city.
It's not going to come before Safeway.
Okay.
That I can say with a high degree of confidence.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. 20 past the hour. Feel free to text us, 727-5566. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. That's right. The Eagles and the Packers play tonight. If you want to go up to Laughlin Ranch and enjoy the football game, you can do that. And we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they're giving away 100 turkeys. Go to their website and sign up.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
When your home fills up with family, Aloe Fiber makes sure that space is a happy place for everyone. Aloe Fiber experts install it all, and full service means step-by-step support, guiding you through everything so you can stay connected to what matters, and the family can always feel at home. Put the game on, and don't worry about your Wi-Fi calling a timeout. Better TV and internet service is one connection away. Call Aloe at 866-481-2556 or visit alofiber.com.
Cold and flu season has arrived. It lasts from fall to the start of spring, about half the year. KRMC reminds you of a few simple strategies to stay healthy and reduce the spread of viruses. Wash your hands often. Cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. These everyday precautions can help keep you healthy this cold and flu season. Kingman Regional Medical Center. Caring for life.
Hey guys, this is Tom Kaz. I am coming to you from under the London Bridge here in Lake Havasu City, and I'm so excited to be announcing on November 11th, Veterans Day, we're going to be doing a very special presentation of my Las Vegas show, Hypnotic. It's comedy, music, it's a lot of fun, right here at London Bridge Resort in the Convention Center, so you can get your tickets now. And after that, we're going to have a special acoustic music ceremony where I'm going to perform for veterans right here under the London Bridge, and that's going to be a free show for the community. So November 11th, Veterans Day, Hypnotic at the Convention Center, followed by a show.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. We're visiting today with the mayor of Bullhead City, Rod Head. Where are we at with Landon Road going all the way through to 68? Do you know?
That a lot of that has to do with that piece of state land and getting right away and those kind of things. And I think you know how getting any piece of land that belongs to a government that considers you subservient to them is a show. Although, I mean, we have a lot of support, you know, again, in our legislature
right.
from our representatives. I know I sound like a broken record, but if you don't have that kind of support at the Capitol, you're not going to get anything done.
Well, and that support that we probably didn't have at one point in time.
Yeah, you know, I would say when Senator Borelli was down there.
Oh yeah.
You know, John, Leo, Nancy, some of those folks. We had the support, but I just see from this group that's there now, from Sunny on, there's a lot more cooperation from our legislatures to work with each other to get the rest of of the legislature to work with them. It's a it's a committee,
and they have to be kind of a squeaky wheel down there.
Well, or at least when someone tells you you have to do something and it's not the right thing to do, you have to be able to speak up. And I think they do that well for us.
Yeah, I think especially Leo and Hildy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's going to tell Hildy what to do.
No, I think she's pretty good at persuading people to at least see her side of the coin.
Right. Yeah. Common sense.
Yep. Side. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Are we any closer to receiving the land south of the chamber and swapping it for the Don Laughlin Ranch?
Again, it's all in the federal government. That's in the federal government's hand.
And that's been for years.
Well, and there's a piece also up at the north end of the parkway and the highway there, you know, right on that corner. That's actually Bureau of Reclamation land, and we've been negotiating for years to try and get that piece of property into the city. not because we're just trying to increase our property portfolio, but so that we can control it, so we can do some things there. You know, a lot of times the federal land is so restrictive,
right,
in what you can do. I mean, you know, the fire department had a lot of leases,
oh, yeah,
with BLM, and the state land department, as does the city. And you know that it comes with a lot of caveats.
You know, I walk a lot, and I was in California last year, and
on purpose,
you know, believe it or not, I was walking Catella, and you come up to Beach Boulevard, and they got a right-hand turn lane, but it starts way, way back, and it's a banked right-hand turn lane and doesn't slow down, you know. And I took pictures of it, and I sent it to Angie and Toby, and I said, this is what we need at the parkway and the bridge on the northeast corner, allowing people to go on to 68 with not even, like, dot trucks.
Sure, I understand what you're saying.
You know,
yeah.
And Toby said, what a fantastic idea. All I got to do is get control of the land.
Right, and that's exactly,
yeah,
it. You know, the one that comes to my mind when you talk about that is Kingman getting off of Interstate 40 on the westernmost exit from I-40 into Kingman, downtown,
okay,
Beale Street there. You know, you come down that, and it has the two right turn lanes.
Yes.
The one is a nonstop right turn lane, the one on the,
yep,
one on the right. And to me, that was ingenious.
Because it's kept down the traffic,
yeah,
backed up on the,
yeah,
ramp.
Yeah, it keeps the vehicles flowing. Now, obviously, if you're someone that wants to just make that turn and take a left into, you know, one of those businesses,
yeah,
there, you probably want to be in the left most right turn lane. But for those that are just trying to get on up to, you know, to 93 or,
yeah,
68, it's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it,
yeah,
I see people confused, you know,
oh, yeah,
and we all know how that is, you know, when you're not used to seeing some certain type of traffic control device. The one that comes to my mind mostly here in Bullhead was that crosswalk in original Bullhead.
Oh, in old
there,
Bullhead City.
You,
yeah,
know, I had never seen one before in my life.
Till we put it in here.
And when it came in, I said, well, there's got to be rules. I mean, somewhere has to be a brochure that will tell you what you have to do there. And eventually we got some and started handing them out. But it was certainly different, something new. I mean, I think it's a great idea.
Sure.
It works perfectly for that location. I noticed they put one in downtown Kingman there by Railroad Park.
Ah.
So obviously it's working and working well. But some of those traffic changes or traffic control device changes without instructions, you know, not necessarily the best idea.
Right. Are you in favor of roundabouts in Bullhead City?
I don't like roundabouts.
Okay,
like
good.
Them.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I know you make enough trips to Phoenix,
yeah,
and you go through Wickenburg. And
not a big fan, especially in a place where our drivers are pulling boats and recreational vehicles and, you know, all of those kind of things. I'm just not a big fan of them. I don't think they're evil. I just think that they're, you know, they're less than maybe what they're made out to be from my perspective.
I grew up in Lakewood, which is right next to Long Beach, where there was what they call it the traffic circle,
mm-hmm,
which was three different highways entering into that traffic circle.
Mm-hmm.
One continued through, but two of them ended at that circle. And it made perfect sense, but it's the size of Mojave High. It's a huge circle. You can go through that with an 18-wheeler with no problem whatsoever because they built it that way.
Right.
And that was back in the 60s.
Yes, and you're right. I mean, they do have their purpose. Don't get me wrong. It's just that I can't think of anywhere here where they would be really convenient to the, you know, to the population.
Right.
And you're right. I drive down to Phoenix and also, you know, up through the Sedona area there, and there are a lot of them.
Yep.
I hate them when I'm on my motorcycle. I don't dislike them as much as I originally did in a vehicle, unless I'm in my dually pulling my trailer.
Right.
But I really don't like them in a motorcycle because one bad movement, and somebody's going to run you over.
Right. Let's take a break. It's 30 past the hour. This is Speak Out 2.0. Brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you're looking for a job, Legacy likes to hire and train people to be a CNA. Call them at 928-763-1404. And if you're looking for some property, call Mojave Mortgage. He'll help you finance it. 928-288-2691.
Looking great in the wind and dry winter weather is not easy. Let the spa at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club help you out. During November, 10% off on all massages, deep tissue, Swedish, hot stone, CBD, anti-aging, and golfers. 50-minute massages or 80-minute massages are available. This midweek special is made for relaxing. Plus, take 10% off all gift cards in the spa. Give the gift of relaxation for Christmas. Nothing takes the place of a professional therapeutic massage. Only at the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Book online at laughlinranch.com.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Too soon? Maybe it's a little early for Christmas music, but it's never too early to prep your home for the holidays. Stay ahead of the holiday chaos with TWN's fast, reliable 100% fiber internet. Keep your holidays festive, fun, and stress-free. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNcom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Hey guys, this is Tom Kaz. I am coming to you from under the London Bridge here in Lake Havasu City, and I'm so excited to be announcing on November 11th, Veterans Day, we're going to be doing a very special presentation on my Las Vegas show, Hip Naughty. It's comedy, music, it's a lot of fun, right here at London Bridge Resort in the Convention Center. So you can get your tickets now. And after that, we're going to have a special acoustic music ceremony where I'm going to perform for veterans right here under the London Bridge, and that's going to be a pre-show for the community. So November 11th, Veterans Day, Hip Naughty at the Convention Center, followed by a show.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404. Or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
The Radio Central stations are addressing what's happening to your favorite talk shows and national newscasts. As you've probably heard, we have a satellite audio interference issue. Over the next few days, you may hear your favorites like The Brian Kilmeade Show and Sean Hannity replaced by Chad Benson, The Dana Show, and others. These changes are not permanent. They are temporarily in place so that our programming is not interrupted and you, the listener, will hear the best that KNTR has to offer. We will resume our regular schedule very soon. Thank you for listening to KNTR Talk.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, 34 past the hour. Sean Hannity program coming your way at the top of the hour. And we're visiting today with the mayor of Bullhead City, Mr. Rodney Head, who I've known for 40 years, 45 probably.
Yeah, I would say so. When did you come here?
80, summer
you
of 80.
You came here in 80? Well, yeah. I was here a couple years before that, so.
You've really seen Bullhead grow.
Oh, absolutely. It's just amazing to, you know, to try and think back on, you know, on the two-lane road through original Bullhead and the three-way stop at Hancock in 95. And a lot of people don't realize that street, Hancock, used to run straight to the highway. So Alta Vista was offset. And it was one of those intersections that nobody
kind of like Hammer Lane in Fort Mojave.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, a three-way stop there, and that was the only traffic control device, you know, other than speed limit signs on Highway 95. And then the ADOT determined there was a right time to put a signal light in there. And I don't know if even you know this, but that signal light was not a new signal light. It was actually taken down in another community.
Oh, wow.
And brought here.
We got hand-me-downs.
Yeah, we got our first signal light. Our first signal light was a hand-me-down, and they put that thing in the middle of the summer, and I will never forget because we had to direct traffic. So there were three of us. I was the station sergeant then. And there were three of us directing traffic because you couldn't stand out there for more than about 5 minutes without passing out from the heat.
Right.
And the folks at Dunton Motors, the mechanics, took pity on us and brought hoses out and put them on the radiators of the cars so that they would stay cool enough to run the air conditioning.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of the few times I've actually seen my footprints in the asphalt.
Was that day.
But we got it in and it's just been onward and upward since then.
Yeah.
The Parkway, I mean, you and I both lived through all of it from different lenses. You know, the sewer improvement districts that were mandated by that consent decree. The Parkway, the build of the Parkway.
The development of Rotary Park.
Sure, the development of Rotary Park, that really was... I mean, it was nothing but brambles down there with a big rock pile in the middle of it. And so the thought that's gone into building that park, and kudos to every one of our local civic organizations that have had a part in that. I won't try and list them because I'll forget somebody and feel bad about it.
But, you get an email.
But everyone knows that those parks, while city park, etc., all of these clubs have got their finger in it and have done amazing things from in kind money to standing there with a shovel, putting irrigation lines in or installing signs, all of those kind of things. And that park, I think, is a gem. Anybody that is not excited about our parks probably doesn't get excited about much of anything.
Well, and Ken Folvard Park,
mm-hmm.
You knew Ken, and I mean, look how it's developed.
Oh, exactly.
With the ball field.
Sure. Well, and Community Park, I mean, I don't want to, I certainly don't want to, minimize that either. I mean, look at what's gone on up there. You know, the splash pad, the renewal of that of that pavilion area there, the Ramada.
Yeah.
I mean, I was not here yet when the original was built, but I'm good enough friends with most of the guys that had something to do with that.
I was going to say, Bob Edgman can probably tell you exactly what it was.
The stories are plentiful about the building of that original Ramada there. But, it's great. I mean, you've got all those areas. That's the splash pads in both places.
Right. Well, I was going to say, in the last couple of years, we've added the splash pad at Community mm-hmm. Park and the dog park at Community Park.
Yes.
And there's still stuff coming on the other side of the highway at some point.
Right. Yeah. I mean, again, most of that is at some point you can get to it, but
yeah,
lots of great things going on. Yeah. I think one of the most consequential improvements in the last few years has been Laughlin Ranch Boulevard that gets those folks up to the Parkway. You know, as a former member of the fire department, how hard it is when you don't have multiple accesses to any part of your community, and that's a big boon. The extensions of Oatman Road and those things, but Laughlin Ranch Boulevard, just simply because of its proximity to those developments, once you get at the top of the hill or the east end of that road, much quicker access than having to go all the way down to Silver Creek or all the way up to the Parkway just to get to your house, which is in the middle.
Yeah, well, and we're seeing so much development out there with the storage sheds and Matt Laughlin's building. That's just the start.
Oh, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah, that big industrial complex there, it's not really industrial, but the big set of buildings, which most likely should be. I mean, they're loading docks and all of the kind of things you want. I mean, let's be honest, Dot Foods is a great partner to Bullhead City, and you know, not just as a city, but I mean Bullhead City as a whole. Many of the things that they put back into the community, but also it's great to have, you know, an employer like that that brings jobs to town that is nationally known.
Right.
You know, when you say Dot Foods and people that don't know it, you explain to them, they're like, oh, that's amazing.
Well, and when you pass Dot Foods on the road, it's like you're passing your neighbor. I don't care if you're on I-40 in California or Arizona or, you know, New Mexico. It's like you're passing your neighbor because you see all the trucks there and you know. I know one of the drivers, but I mean, it's just, it feels like it's part of your community.
Well, sure,
out
there. They have a base of operations here, so you know, it's like the hometown guys. You know, they're out delivering the food. You know, these trucking companies, you know, they're kind of the lifeblood of this country.
Yep.
Where, you know, the railroads were at one time, and now we're, you know, now these long haul truck drivers and the, you know, the work that they do to keep places from being isolated and you know, having Dot Foods here has been a great boon to the city.
And 20 years ago, we never would have predicted that.
Oh, heck no.
You know,
heck
never
no.
would have thought about
no,
Dot
No,
Foods.
You know, the...
Or Target.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting to me that Target Center is a great location.
It's growing.
You know, a lot of great businesses coming in there. A lot of good things going on there. I'm gonna give some kudos just for a minute to our planning and zoning folks, to our code and our building department. I went out to the ribbon cutting grand opening of the Arrowhead Credit Union that's out there, and I had an opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking to their CEO, and he could not stop talking about the cooperation that they received from the city in establishing their business here. He literally said it was the fastest project they have ever done in any city, simply because of the knowledge and the cooperation received from the city to get them going. And then conversely, he mentioned a community in our neighboring state that
wasn't as good,
that they had been not months but years.
Oh my gosh.
And I just really believe that you know, that little, you know, sleight of hand we call Bullhead is open for business. We mean it in all kinds of ways, but one of them is if you're ready to move from where you're at or to establish a business, Bullhead City is a great place to do it.
Well, and I think that starts with the mayor and Toby Cotter.
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody.
With saying that, look, we want it to be business friendly. We want someone to walk into the counter and be able to ask questions and get answers, that those answers aren't going to change in 3 weeks.
Right, exactly.
And you're going to have communication with the director of the building department or with the director, Angie, talking about a traffic light or whatever, or the roads. You know, you're going to be talking to the people that make the decisions, and they're going to make sure that they support you with their staff that are the experts in it, you know, and get you open.
Sure. You know, I've always felt like you should look for ways to be able to do something, instead of looking for ways to be able to keep people from doing what they would like to do.
Exactly.
You know, well, you know my opinion of Facebook. I have said since its inception, it's going to be the downfall of Western society, simply because people say whatever they want and have no idea what they're talking about.
They do.
But, you know, a new business will be announced in Bullhead City, and I won't pick on anyone. One of them in particular, but let's just say, for example, a restaurant of some particular cuisine. Well, we don't need another one of those. Why are you letting them build another X restaurant
when we need this one?
And my answer to that simply is, I don't own their business.
Right.
They believe they can be successful in Bullhead City. If they think they can be successful here, I want to support them.
Right.
I want them to come here. I want them to be successful because it brings you know, it brings more to our community. It brings jobs to our community. It makes us a destination for some people that maybe they like that particular kind of thing.
Which brings me to the point, when do we get Olive Garden?
The Olive Garden is in process. I will tell you this, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to that,
sure,
because it's going to be up in that center up by Sam's Club, Home Depot. And so there's a lot of moving parts to that. Trust me on this. The city is open for business for Olive Garden as well as anybody else.
Yeah.
We're open for business for Trader Joe's. If you're with Trader Joe's and you're out there listening, come on down.
Call 928-763-9400.
We will treat you fairly, and we will help you come in here. And you know, Larry, from the discussions you've had throughout the years, is businesses decide where they go.
Right.
Cities don't. We may encourage them, but we can't tell them, oh, you have to build a whatever here.
I remember congratulating Lisa McCabe when she was our economic director on Joanne's coming to Bullhead City. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, it's not me. I go, well, you're the economic director. She goes, it took 7 years and three or four economic directors to get Joanne's here,
sure,
who has now gone under. But all these things take time and studies, and you just don't call Olive Garden or Trader Joe's and say, hey, come to Bullhead.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, the city puts forth, along with the Chamber of Commerce, a pretty good effort in getting, you know, getting new business, getting those kind of things here that are beneficial to the community. And in no small kudos, they do a pretty darn good job of it, in my opinion. But the decision maker is the person that owns the business.
Right.
They're the ones that decide where they go. We just want to support them once they decide they can come to Bullhead City.
And our city goes to these conferences where those people go, and they stand there with a nice display, and they talk to them, and they invite them to come to Bullhead City. And, of course, Toby's a pretty tight-lipped guy when it comes to economic development.
Well, you know, a lot of, let me just, before you move on with your thought there, let me say this. In most instances, there are non-disclosure agreements with these companies when they start talking to you.
Yeah.
They don't want you saying anything until they're ready to say something.
Until the groundbreaking.
Or their announcement, or whatever the case may be. So, for anyone that thinks that those kind of things are done in secret, they're not done in secret by the city. It's the companies.
Yeah.
It's their business, and they know how they want things done. And the last thing I think we want to do as the governing body here is to put them off by doing something ahead of their schedule.
Right. And I understand that. Or just dropping the hint that they're coming. You have to like the fact that we're now painting our utility boxes.
Very nice.
On Highway 95.
Sure. Lots of cool stuff. I love those, I guess you would call them, artwork.
Yeah.
Along the highway, over at Hancock Road. I think it just spruces up the area a little bit. And it's not an expensive endeavor.
No. It's just, like you said, it's something that we're doing that just doesn't cost a whole lot, but it makes it a nicer town.
I think it improves on the aesthetics.
How's our in-ball pickleball court coming up at the Optimum Center?
Good.
You know?
Good. Yeah. Okay. I mean, everything's just, you know, in their building phases and those kind of things. The Optimum Center is going to be a great resource for people. No question about that.
We have a transit building that we're going to build.
Well, we're certainly asking for the money to build it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is that just a little drawback?
Well, I mean, if you build it, they will come. Well, we're already here. Could you help us out with that? But, you know, transit is a lot to do with the, you know, federal monies and those kind of things. So, you know, we have the concept. We have the plan. We know what we want to do. We just need them on board now.
Now, the biggest question for you today is, who picked the colors for the bark?
Everybody.
Building.
You know, surveys were done, you know, and that was the answer, was to do something light, you know,
bright.
Yeah. Inviting, and that's where we're at with that.
And then there's the medical doctor in, across from Target that copied you?
Yeah, maybe he did a survey too. I don't know.
Maybe, or he just went, hey, that looks cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Because how many different colors of paint are there?
I couldn't tell you.
There's a dozen.
It's more. It's more than I have in my old paint locker. I know that.
That's exciting. Do we have a rough idea when we're going to get to take that building over? I've seen lots of pictures.
Man, we're hoping January, just right at the start of January. They're moving. The construction is coming right along. A lot of great things going on there. The date, not certain, but estimated is going to be right after the first of the year.
I think recently on the city's Facebook page, they put pictures of the outside of the building that the city is doing, the gardening and sprucing up of the outside of the landscaping and whatnot. They've already got the sign in, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yes, so, the roadside sign.
So we could be maybe 60 days away.
I'm thinking, best estimate's going to be right at the first of the year.
I know Jeff Tipton's listening. He should text me.
Well, have you been by there since they started doing the outside walking area and that kind of stuff? If you're facing the building on Miracle Mile there, if you look off to the right where that big parking lot is there, you'll see some shade structures and stuff going
on. Oh,
I did see
those the other day.
Yeah, so that's going to be for people that are either deciding or are not yet quite sure about the animal they might be considering, you know, adopting, so they can experience some outside time with them, see what they think.
You'll be able to go there and not just see it in a cage and say,
correct,
we want this one.
Right.
You can take it out and walk with it and play with it and get an idea of the personality.
Get an idea of its personality, You know, I mean, there's a lot to be said for seeing an animal in every environment it's going to be able to be in.
Did you ever have a canine?
Oh, not a I had a Kawasaki, not a canine.
Our last break, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Perkins America Food Company, where Rick was just named franchisee of the year. Can you believe that? Check out their breakfast menu. Hot roast. Yeah, pot roast. Enjoy that. And we're brought to you by TWN Communications. If you want fiber internet that runs this radio show, call 928-444-8232.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Looking great in the wind and dry winter weather is not easy. Let the spa at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club help you out. During November, 10% off on all massages, deep tissue, Swedish, hot stone, CBD, anti-aging, and golfers. 50-minute massages or 80-minute massages are available. This midweek special is made for relaxing. Plus, take 10% off all gift cards in the spa. Give the gift of relaxation for Christmas. Nothing takes the place of a professional therapeutic massage. Only at the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Book online at LaughlinRanch.com.
This holiday season, keep everything running smoothly with TWN Fiber Internet. Enjoy faster shopping, clearer calls, and zero interruptions so you can focus on what matters most, family, fun, and festive cheer. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWN.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Avi Resort and Casino just doubled the days veterans and seniors can earn 6x points on slots. That's right. Veteran guests over 21 and senior guests over 50, simply sign up for Avi's My Advantage Club if you aren't already a member and start racking up the points Monday through Thursday. It's that simple. Points bonus excludes video poker. Only at
Avi Resort Casino.
We'll play and play. Fun's on its way.
Avi Resort and Casino. Get ready. The Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo is happening Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lake Havasu City Aquatic Center. Check out over 70 vendors with the latest in home furnishings, garden products, windows, doors, flooring, and more. Free admission and parking. Thank you to our sponsors, Havasu Solar, Lifetime West Bend Cookware, Quality Comfort Heating and Air, and Parker Pest Control. While you're there, fill out an entry form for a chance to win a cruise to Mexico. The Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Aquatic Center.
When opportunity knocks, open the storage unit door. That's right. Make your day on the lake stress-free with an Island Storage and Marine's boat garage. Because time is life's greatest commodity, make every moment count. You'll be located within proximity to public boat ramps. You'll also have access to concierge services and launch ramp under specific terms. You've been waiting for this. Availability won't last long. Call 928-680-8060 or stop by our office on the island next door to the Boathouse Grill. Islandstorage.net.
The Radio Central stations are addressing what's happening to your favorite talk shows and national newscasts. As you've probably heard, we have a satellite audio interference issue. Over the next few days, you may hear your favorites like The Brian Kilmeade Show and Sean Hannity replaced by Chad Benson, The Dana Show, and others. These changes are not permanent. They are temporarily in place so that our programming is not interrupted and you, the listener, will hear the best that KNTR has to offer. We will resume our regular schedule very soon. Thank you for listening to KNTR Talk.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We got about 3 minutes left here with the mayor in Bullhead City. Someone texted a question about, you said get somebody on board with the transit, but what you meant was get the government on board.
Yes, you know, we've applied for that funding, and what I, if I use the term get them on board, what I meant was to get them to the bank. And yeah, simply that. It's not that someone's against it or we need, you know, that kind of support. It's just that those federal dollars will help us, you know, build a very nice transit facility here in Bullhead City for all our riders.
And now we're getting into the election time of the year.
It is.
Where people can sign petitions, and we have a few people running for council, I believe, and you're running for mayor again.
Absolutely, yes.
So, anything you want to say for your reelection campaign? You got 1 minute.
Well, we're early in the process. You know, the first step to anything is getting your application in so that you can start getting signatures for petitions. I'm carrying my petitions around, but also there's a real simple way to sign a petition for any of the legislators, the judges, the attorneys, city council, the mayor, and that's to go to the Secretary of State's website and use what's called eQual. It's spelled like equal, but it's actually eQual. It's their eQualification. All you need is your driver's license number and to know your date of birth, and it will take you into the portal where it will show you what you can sign.
Oh, okay.
So if you live in Bullhead City, it will show you all of the Bullhead City elections along with the state elections and county elections that you're authorized to sign.
And a lot of the candidates have that on their Facebook page or website or whatever.
I've stuck it a couple of times on my Facebook, but the one thing that is nice about it is once that's signed, you know it's qualified because they can't sign it if they're not a registered voter.
Right.
So anybody that's looking for a way to not have to chase me down to sign my petitions, I'd appreciate it. You can look it up by Arizona Secretary of State, eQual.
Okay.
And it'll take you right there where you can log in.
Rod, thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
Great information. And of course, you can, if you want to get a hold of the mayor, 763-9400, you can always call City Hall and leave a message, and you'll call people back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Or stop by a meeting first and third Tuesdays.
Public comments, first and third Tuesday, right close to the beginning of the meeting.
All right. Thank you, Rod.
All right.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.